last year, a sheriff's deputy in Dickinson County, Kansas, stopped an armored van owned by a company called Imperial Logistics, which is based in Denver, stopped this van, which was transporting cash that it had picked up at legal medical marijuana dispensaries in KCMO in Kansas City, Missouri. It was taking this cash to a credit union in Denver. The sheriff's deputy stopped the van ostensibly because it had engaged in some kind of traffic violation, which I later discovered to be part of the license plate supposedly was partially covered up. I'm not sure that was the case. But in any event, it appears to have been a pretextual stop because deputies out there are on the lookout for vehicles that are transporting cash from marijuana businesses. Now, marijuana businesses, medical marijuana businesses, are legal in Missouri, having been legalized a couple of years ago by the legislature. Mm-hmm. But under federal law, they are illegal still, insofar as those proceeds derive from the sales of a controlled substance. And the Federal Controlled Substance Act makes it a crime to sell marijuana. So anyway, the federal government, the U.S. attorney in Kansas in particular, filed a civil forfeiture action against Imperial Logistics to seize the money that had been found in the van, about $166,000.
The Kansas authorities, most law enforcement officers are committed to public safety and doing their jobs, but they may not be stopping these vehicles altruistically, correct?
Right. I use the term pretextual stop, which is the term that Imperial used in the lawsuit it later filed against the federal government, seeking to have that money returned, as well as money that was seized in a similar stop, actually two stops, in San Bernardino, California, where one of its vans was transporting money that was taken from legal cannabis businesses in California to be deposited at a financial institution. So, you know, they are looking out for these kinds of vans that are transporting money. There is a program under which the federal government shares proceeds that have been forfeited, mm-hmm. if a court determines that they should be forfeited, with state and local authorities. So a lot of these local sheriffs are eager to get their hands on this money.
And they can use it. It's outside of their budget. They can use it for things that they want. In fact, the former police chief of Columbia, Missouri, once called it pennies from heaven. He made national television.
Pretty good description. It's a windfall.
Right.
Exactly.
I understand the law, but it almost equates to the old train heists of back in the day. I mean,
in a way it is. We have here a conflict, obviously, between state laws such as those in Missouri, where medical marijuana is legal, and federal law, which still makes the sale of marijuana as a controlled substance illegal. Now, the question is, why is the U.S. attorney filing these civil forfeiture proceedings when there's so many other things that should be on a U.S. attorney's plate? Mm-hmm. I will say that this lawsuit that Imperial filed against the government was settled just a week ago by the federal government, at least by the U.S. attorney in California, Joey, which agreed to return the $1.1 million it had seized. The circumstances in the two cases, the one in California and the one in Kansas, are not appreciably different. There really is no principal distinction between the two cases. The only difference is that the U.S. attorney in California decided this isn't really a case we should be pursuing. Mm-hmm. And at least so far, the U.S. attorney in Kansas is determined to proceed with the case. Although I will add that according to the court docket in the case here in Kansas, they are trying to resolve the matter through mediation. And so in the meantime, the court proceedings have put on hold while the two parties try to reach a mutually satisfactory resolution of the case. Now, you know, I am sure Imperial will be holding out for the return of all the money that was seized, the $166,000 that I referred to. But we'll see what happens.
I wonder what they've spent on legal fees in the process of getting this money back.
That's a good question. I'm sure the amount is not small. Although I now that I think of it, the case may be handled on behalf of Imperial by a nonprofit firm that handles matters like this.
Sure.
So they may be doing it pro bono, for all I know.
Right. It seems
but
like
if it's
something.
Not being done pro bono, it'll certainly not be cheap.
It seems like something right up the alley of American Civil Liberties Union or somebody, right?
Right. It isn't the ACLU that's handling this on behalf of Imperial, but maybe a libertarian law firm.
Sure.
I'd have to look it up, but that's my recollection.
Now, this might be too much in the weeds here, but if these agencies...
So to speak. It's a bad pun you just made there, Joey.
Very good, Dan. Wow. If these departments have spent the money, then they have to come up with it somehow. And if that's not in the budget, I'm just curious how that works. But that's probably
they haven't spent it. I can tell you because the civil forfeiture action has yet to be resolved, at least the one here in Kansas.
Okay.
So until a court says that yes, government is entitled to this money, they don't have it. It's sitting presumably in trust or in an escrow account at some bank.
Sure.
But the government can't touch it until the court resolves the case in its favor.
Dan Margulies, the senior editor and reporter at KCUR Public Radio Kansas City on Show Me Today, and we were talking about asset forfeiture. And Dan, from your reporting, as I understand, this van was stopped on the way into Missouri first and then also on the way out?
That is correct. The truck was traveling east on I-70 when it was stopped by a sheriff's deputy in Dickinson County. And the driver of the van told the sheriff's deputy he was heading to Kansas City, Missouri to pick up money from medical marijuana dispensaries. I mean, the driver was quite upfront about what he was up to. And then a day or two later, the DEA, actually the Drug Enforcement Administration, surveilled this truck while it was going to these various dispensaries in KCMO and picking up the money. And then when it's headed back out west, a day or two later, the same sheriff's deputy stopped the truck and this time seized the money.
It's one of those things where if you want to put this up against marijuana, for example, of course, medical marijuana is one thing. A lot of states are going to adult use. Missouri is teetering on the edge, perhaps. Lawmakers are really trying to push this through, some of them. But if this is part of the war on drugs, this is certainly something that has been lost, without a doubt. And I wonder why the federal government, I wonder if it's asset forfeiture or if it's... Big pharmaceutical. I wonder why, they said Donald Trump would do it, would decriminalize it. Then they said Joe Biden would do it. This has been talked about for many administrations, and no one's taking a move on it. It's almost like a third rail.
Well, there are a lot of other things on the president's plate, you may have heard these days. So I'm not sure that's high on his list of priorities. But, I think in this country, we're inevitably moving to the day when at the federal level it will be decriminalized. As more and more states, Joey, legalize either medical marijuana or recreational marijuana, the federal government is going to be put in a very untenable position, where it continues to treat these controlled substances as illegal under federal law. So I think you are right. We're moving to the day when the federal government will ultimately legalize at least medical marijuana, if not recreational marijuana. And I don't think that day is too far off.
It's just strange to me, too. I would understand a local sheriff's office, a county sheriff's office, surveilling. But the DEA, it seems like there are bigger fish for that agency to fry.
Yeah, you'll have to talk to them. You'll have to ask them. I actually filed a FOIA request under the Open Records Act.
Right, Freedom
to find out what the actual reason for the stop of the truck was. And, all I wanted was the report of the stop by the Dickinson County Sheriff. I first filed an Open Records Act request under Missouri law with Dickinson County Counselor's office, and they responded that I had to make my request of the DEA. I did that, and what I'm talking about is probably a one-page item. It took the DEA 5 months to respond to that simple request, and they told me that they weren't going to provide the document because it came under some exception to FOIA, the Federal Open Records Act, and it's absurd. Now, ultimately, I found out, as I said, that the stop was, you know, you could tell it was pretextual. The lawsuit that Imperial filed disclosed the ostensible reason for the stop, and as I said, it was some slight covering of the license plate, supposedly.
And one of the things, too, that a friend told me who has followed this a lot says that a lot of folks that carry cash, for example, a person he knew was carrying cash to buy a car, and he was stopped, and his cash was seized. And it's said that if it's not more than $50,000, it's not worth pursuing because it'll cost you that to get it back. And I wonder how often this happens,
right,
and the cases we never hear about.
Well, I'll tell you what I have been told, and Joy, I have not confirmed it, but what I have been told, and it sounds perfectly plausible to me, is that various sheriff's departments along the I-70 route are on the lookout for trucks heading from or to Colorado, because, as you probably know, Colorado is one of the states that has legalized not just medical marijuana, but recreational marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually looking for them. Because, you know, they make for fairly obvious and, in their minds, lucrative targets. So I am guessing that they stopped this truck because it had a Colorado plate.
Well, Dan, one other thing. Under the Forfeiture Act, they could actually take the vehicle or
yes,
any marijuana that they find if it's being transported.
Right. To the best of my knowledge, Joey, there was no marijuana in that truck whatsoever. They had, I believe, a drug-sniffing dog the second time around when it was heading west with them. And the only traces of marijuana it found, the dog sensed, no surprise here, was on the cash itself.
Right.
Cash having come from medical marijuana dispensaries.
Yes.
But otherwise, no. No drugs were found.
Yeah, those dispensaries, from what I understand, smell like Cheech and Chong's van.
Why? I've never been in Cheech and Chong's van. I have. Way back when we're dating ourselves now, I did used to watch their movies.
The senior editor and reporter at KCUR Public Radio Kansas City, Dan Margulies, joining us on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri.